Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The command to love others is an old commandment. The Apostle John explains, "Beloved, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word, which you have heard from the beginning." 1 John 2:7. From the time the early Christians heard the gospel, they had been informed about loving one another. And yet, there is a new element in the commandment to love others. The Apostle John adds, "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light shines." 1 John 2:8. What is new about the commandment to love others? Our time today will be devoted to an examination of the new commandment. Whatever is new about the commandment is new both in Christ and in believers. The example and teaching of Christ added new elements to the command to love others. Jesus demonstrated the greatest example of love the human family has ever known when he gave himself a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. He told his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you." John 15:12-14. Christ's example of supreme love in giving himself for the sins of the world is one aspect of the new commandment. We must imitate Christ's example by being willing to give our lives for others. Hereby do we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:16. After our Lord had humbled himself to wash his disciples' feet, he told them, "For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:15. In the same chapter in John, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13:34-35. Jesus cannot mean that loving our fellow men fulfills all the requirements of the gospel. We must love God with all our strength and hearts and minds. In addition, we must love our neighbors as ourselves. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. One of the key words in understanding John's writings is his use of the word darkness. Over and over, John contrasts righteousness and unrighteousness by using the words light and darkness. According to John, when we love others as Christ loved us, the darkness is past and the true light shines. In his gospel, John elaborates on light and darkness. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil." 1 John 3:19. In 1995, a group of ultra-liberal theologians translated the New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version. These translators sought to make the New Testament and Psalms politically correct. So they removed the word darkness from the Bible and substituted the word night when the word was used as a synonym of sin and evil. They insisted that the word darkness has negative qualities and might reflect on dark-skinned people. Page 15 of the General Introduction. They translate the text I am discussing with you as follows. "Yet I am writing a new commandment that is true in Christ and in you, because night is passing away and the true light is shining." Page 373. There is a serious flaw in their thinking. Nobody has a right to insert his own liberal views into the sacred text. Translators are to translate, not interpret. And I have never known a dark-skinned person to be offended by the word darkness in the Bible. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.